Speaking to Radio Ghana moments after the Minister of Finance, Seth Tekpe, delivered the financial policy of government for next year, it was all thumbs up from MPs on the majority side, while those on the minority side say it leaves much to be desired. Majority Leader Dr. Benjamin Kumbo touched on the revenue expenditure figures in the budget.
Your expenditure and revenue as income and loss. That is why you always see it as shooting. There are many, many things like, for instance, revenues that are put in the figures there that are not collected. But if you had collected that revenue, you still use that revenue to pay for expenses. So if you have revenues, for instance, that is based on exemption, which by accounting principle you have to reflect as revenue, it is not fiscal money that is collected. But it prevents you from paying the type of tax that you would have paid at the port. So it comes in also as a form of revenue. If you net that out, you would think that you have over exceeded. But if you include it as money you have impliedly spent, then you see what you mean by your revenue and expenditure figures.
Majority Leader Dr. Benjamin Kumbo, the Minority Leader Seche Mensah Bonsu, said the budget should have targeted more at boosting industrial growth. He told Radio Ghana that the 10% salary cut by the executive is not enough.
The direction of growth is in service. And service, unfortunately, is to activate industry and agri. So if service is growing as a standard low, that means there's a problem with the fundamentals of the economy. Let's look at them and correct them.
What about the 10% salary?
Chief, what is the legislature can take chief, up? How much does it translate to? He says he's going to take about 10% of his pay. Which pay? Parliament has not approved anything. For 2013, up to now, the president has not established that commission as demanded by Article 71 Clause 2 to establish the salary regime of all Article 71 office holders. So the president is not even being paid. He's on allowance.
Would the House also consider that if he worked on the commission and then they established the
other? Let him set up the commission in the first place. We are not there.
But
the commission has not been set up. So why do you talk about the president paying?
That was Minority Leader Osei Mensah Bonsu. A member of the Finance Committee and MP for Sunyai Ignatius Bafuehua said the infrastructural fund quoted in the budget might not be realized since there are many more in existence which are not being funded.
I don't really see what makes it transformational. I'm yet to see it. Of course, there was this proposal for an infrastructure fund. I don't know whether that is what they mean by transformational, but it's just an arrangement of picking funds from one side of the coin to another side of the coin. And I don't really see if government is already complaining of not getting enough money to service his program. Where is he going to get the funds for this infrastructure fund? Already there are so many funds in the system that government is not even meeting its commitment of honoring payments into them. So how is government going to keep up to the promise of keeping that particular fund left and lost? Because we get so many explanations for the 20% increase in VAT, but it has added 2.5% to the original rate. Because just a few days ago, we had some government communicators, and of course, involving senior government personnel, saying that the increment in the VAT rate was meant to service the deficit that will arise as a result of government reducing the utility prices by 25%. Now, government is now telling us that no, that is not the intended purpose, but it is going to be used as a seed fund for the infrastructure fund. So, which one should we take?
MP for Sinyai West Ignatius Bafuehua. The MP for Jabuso Kwabena Minta Akando said the budget gives a lot of hope for the Ghanaian youth and the cocoa sector. He said the executive's decision for a pay cut is laudable.
This budget puts a lot of hope in the youth of the country and the citizenry in general. For example, I think the president was candid with us that 2013 was a very difficult year and that a lot of measures has been put in place such that 2014 could be a better year for all of us. You realize that a lot of measures has been put in place to block the leaking of the public funds, and that is commendable. A typical example is giving money to the institutions who are in charge of checking corruption and what have you. It's very commendable. I've never heard it before in any part of the world. A president and his appointees will come out to say that we are slashing our salaries by 10%. This has been the hue and cry of the opposition party. That if we really think that things are tough and things are not going the way they must go, then the salaries of the appointees must be reduced. So I was shocked on the floor of the house to hear that His Excellency says that his salary, together with his vice and then appointees, are going to be slashed by 10%. It's a good news. I am coming from a rural constituency, you understand. In fact, I was jittering to hear that there was going to be a reduction in the producer price of cocoa, because if the world market price goes up, the government increases it. So it presupposes that if the world market price declines, then you should be expecting decline in the producer price as well. But I am happy to hear from His Excellency the President that though the world market price is bad, is declining, the producer price which goes to the farmers are not going to be reduced, and that they are going to look at the taxes, the tax component, so that we could sustain our farmers, encourage them to do more. But I am of the conviction that if the world market price goes up, the farmers will also see some increase in the producer price.
That was MP for Dwabuso Kwabena Minta Akando. The Minister of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, Hannah Tete, said the President has shown leadership in guarding the public purse.
If you separate earmarked revenues, means like the GET Fund, the National Health Insurance Levy, the District Assembly Common Fund, then it is over 90% of government revenue. And so for that reason, it clearly is not a sustainable position that we can move along, because it will mean that we are paying salaries almost to the exclusion of everything else. And so what he announced were measures to be able to deal with that. And because leadership is by example, and because we cannot ask the public servants or civil servants of Ghana to either maintain their salary positions if leadership does not show the way, His Excellency the President and members of the executive have agreed to take a voluntary 10% salary cut. The point he made was that, yes, there is domestic borrowing, there is foreign borrowing, but that there is also a situation where when you give a sovereign guarantee, which means you haven't actually borrowed money, and it is not the government of Ghana that is repaying the loan, it still counts for part of the public debt, because once you have given a guarantee, the assumption therefore then is that if you want reason or the other the debt is not paid, then the government of Ghana will be fallen on to pay the debts. That's the reason why it's counted as part of the national debt. So when you have a discussion on the debt and you just look in terms of borrowing, again, it is not very informed position.
That was the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, Hannah Tete.